Terror, diversity, and unity are intersecting in one place, Lebanon. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll look at how kids could change the world, and we'll find out why these situations are making us more than a little uncomfortable these days. So, Lebanon is still reeling from the horror of last week's ISIS attack. Alarm over religious tensions between the Sunni and the Shias growing. Smack dab in the middle, Kids Alive International. Jed Hamoud says,
we are not in the Sunni area, we're not in the Shiite area, but we're in between the two areas. So the conflict there is going to impact us quite a bit, and it seems to be intensifying.
Since Lebanon is nearly a quarter refugees, Kids Alive has developed a number of responses in Beirut.
We have a literacy center for the Syrian refugees. We have a school for children up to sixth grade. We have a residential program for kids that are orphaned and at risk.
Because of Christ, each kid has a name, and each one has hopes for the future. And that has the potential to unite the country.
We pray that people in the country will see what kind of care that we provide to the children. If it unites the children, we pray that it unites the people as a whole to come to peace with each other.
The world is stunned by what's happened in France and Lebanon. People are searching for truth and hope in a place that seems to have none. But Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries shares that with Jesus as our Redeemer and our safe room, we still have hope, justice, and security on our side. Take a few minutes to read the blog post at our website that reminds us there's a light at the end of the tunnel and time won't right all wrongs. Only eternity will. You're listening to Mission Network News. We have to remember that hope and remind others of it as well. Some who need that hope are the millions of girls in India affected by human trafficking. Baptist Global Response is taking action by providing for the physical, psychological, and spiritual needs for the rescued girls. BGR wants to nurture and empower them while sharing the Word of God so they can ultimately become change agents themselves. It really is a life or death situation. You get the details of how you can help at our website. And just like music moves Ka, the love of Christ moves us to help others. Pioneers Danny Anin says that's the heartbeat of their Love Moves project.
It moves individual hearts. It moves people's souls, those who are hopeless. It moves them to find hope and find life in Jesus.
In 2016, Pioneers wants to send 130 new missionaries to the field and keep the existing ministries going strong. They also want to share Christ's compassion and truth with more of India's HIV victims and the Middle East refugees.
We're very clear that the reason we're doing these things is because Jesus loves them. People who are in these situations, they're without hope. And for them, it's really touching to know that why we're doing that is because of Jesus.
Getting involved is as easy as looking for the Love Moves icon at our website.
We have this access that many others don't into the lives of these people who are so desperate. God has brought us to these places, and we feel like by supporting them, we're in a really unique position to share the gospel.
In closing, have you ever had a once-in-a-lifetime moment? Well, if you haven't, here's your chance. Allison Wilson of Orphan's Heart says they're taking a couple of teams to South Africa next fall, and there's still time for you to join them.
A new partnership where we're sending teams to help with after-school kids clubs. So Orphan's Heart is coming alongside them to provide for the feeding programs that serve 1,100 children a day.
Meeting physical needs isn't the only thing Orphan's Heart has in mind.
In addition to the nutrition that is being provided, which is very important, it's also a safe place for kids to spend time and to receive Christian mentorship.
The South Africa trips won't take place till September and December of 2016. But with fundraising and vaccinations to plan, the sooner you start, the better. You can learn more about this story and the others you've heard today at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There is an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.